Now, health, wealth, and wisdom continues. Back to Evan and Deb.
All righty, it's health, wealth, and wisdom. You know, you've been working all your life, and all of a sudden, it's time to retire, right?
That's right.
And then what do? Now the two of you, the couple, they're together 24/7. I think we gotta turn that music down just a hair. There we go. All right, we've got Dr. Sarah Yogev with us. She is the author of A Couple's Guide to Happy Retirement. Dr. Yogev, how are you today?
I'm great. I'm delighted to be with you.
Our pleasure. So this is kind of interesting. You know, people that, you know, one's worked or maybe they've both worked, and now they retire. It's time for them to be together most of the time. There's some complications to that sometime, isn't there?
Oh, yes, there certainly are. What we know is for most people, the first 2 years of retirement are full of conflict and lower marital satisfaction for both men and women. The main reason for that is that while people put a lot of energy and focus into financial planning for retirement, there is lack of planning and lack of preparation for the psychological aspect of retirement. And that needs to happen on the individual level, on the individual perspective, as well as on the couple level. In the same way that the marital dynamic changes after the birth of the first child, likewise, it changes in retirement.
Right. So it's a combination then. It's one where you're getting used to being retired, not going to the office or going to work every single day. And then the other one is these two people now, their relationship sort of changing or evolving, right?
Uh-huh.
So what do you, for people that are retiring, do you suggest something to them? So, you know, let's say the wife's been a homemaker. And now I think that'll change in the next, you know, 10, 20, 15, you know, years, because a lot more women are working. But you still mm-hmm. have it where a lot of women stayed at home, and now the husband comes home. What do you recommend to that person that's retiring, how they can sort of get their life in order or get their life on track in retirement?
I think that, again, communication and preparation is very, very important. I believe that it's important to engage as we age, to find something that we are passionate about. It. I like the word passion because I break it to pass I on. What would I like to pass on and be remembered for? What is going to be my legacy? Because a traditional retirement is kind of like very, very obsolete. It's no longer happening. Retirement nowadays can be one-fourth of one's life. And this generation doesn't have any role model. Prior generation, if they reach retirement, it was very short. Many died with their work boots on.
Right.
So we cannot expect retirement to be an endless vacation and an extended leisure, because it just doesn't work that way.
That's really interesting. I mean, you know, you never really thought about it that way. So, so then, as you know, two people, they get together. Is there another problem that we see that these two people that are now retired, they're going to be together all the time, that they really haven't lived a life together throughout most of their marriage? You know, one was at the ball field coaching the kids. The other one was, you know, doing something else with other kids. They didn't really have date nights for the most part. When they went out, they took their kids with them. To me, I see that so much of that starts during your normal married life that you're together. And a lot of people aren't living that way, and they come together, and then they finally find out, you know, I really can't stand that person.
Yeah, I think that there is something, hopefully it's not can't stand that person, but yes, the increased time together make us much more aware of irritating traits that the other spouse has. And that's important to kind of be able to tolerate. But it's an opportunity also to get your marriage better than it was before.
Right.
Not necessarily has to be all bad.
Right. Because so many times these two people come together, the kids are gone. That was sort of their connection, or that was their connection. And now they're gone. They're living their life. They graduated college. And now these two people come together, and they really don't have a... Turns out, 20, 30 years later, they don't really have a lot in common.
Correct. And that's why we see the phenomena of what they talk about in the book, the gray divorce phenomena, and it's the increased divorce rate for people over 50. That is climbing more than anybody else predicted, and much more than we had before.
Wow. That's, you know, and you, I think if you look back as well, I think a lot of those people that, you know, 30 years ago, 40 years ago, I think they had a different view of marriage and their life together. I think over the last 20, 30 years, the parents are just, they're helicopter parents, are so involved in their kids' lives, they don't do much together anymore, and then they end up together at that last point, you know, at retirement age, and there's just nothing there. So now with the divorce rate, so let's say a couple, you know, they retire, now they're going to be together. What are some of the steps that they need to make so that they have, you know, very happy retirement together?
Hopefully they start the conversation before they both retire, so they can set some mutual goal. That's in one of the main reasons that I wrote the book, A Couple's Guide to Happy Retirement, is because I realized that with all the numerous million books that there are about retirement, they deal with the financial aspect, and people don't deal with the psychological aspect and don't prepare for it.
Right.
So they do need to start talking about it and communicate, create mutual goals as much as possible, activities that they can do together. But at the same time, they do need to have a time apart. You know, for many, among many couples, particularly if she was a homemaker, she structured her leisure time around him. And in many situations, we see men that their friends are basically the colleagues. So when they don't have their male colleague and the colleagues at work, they really depend on the wife companionship. So, you know, one anecdote is a couple, he retired. She was having lunch once a week with her friends for years. And she brought him along, and the other women friends certainly didn't like it. But she felt so torn. Yeah, she felt so torn leaving him alone.
Right.
So it's really important to create time apart with understanding that we need mutual goals also.
Well, and I know a lot of women, they always say that how much they love that their husband's now retired and is home with them, and the husband now can be sort of that foreman and tell the wife how she's been doing everything wrong for the last 20 or 30 years,
an example that I like to share is a quality control engineer that retired, and he was bored, and she went to play tennis. So when she came home, he rearranged the pantry alphabetically.
Teaches her for going out and enjoying herself. Dr. Yogev, stay with us. I've got a couple more questions. I want to talk to you about sexuality after retirement. You talk about that in your book as well.
Right.
I know a lot of people would be interested. So stay with us. You're listening to Health, Wealth, and Wisdom right now on AM 1470 WMGG. Remember, our website, healthwealthandwisdom.org. Dr. Yogev is Sarah, SARAYOGEV.com, and you can find her book and more information. But we're going to stay with her and ask her a few more questions right here, AM 1470.
Your dating success starts with the right choice.
Are you single and still playing guessing games? Call Tampa Sarasota Singles at 813-753-8230. They find, screen, qualify, and match the right type of singles for you. You could be Tampa Sarasota Singles' next right choice. Call us today at 813-753-8230 for your dating success.
Authorities think the rice and tainted letters that were sent to the mayor of New York and to his gun control advocacy group were the work of an amateur and not a national threat. New York's Police Commissioner Ray Kelly on the written threats.
The letter, in essence, complains about gun control and says that anyone who comes for my guns will be shot in the face.
A third suspicious letter was sent to the White House. A California man is facing murder charges in the death of a jogger. He was not the alleged attacker. His pit bulls are. There are tornado watches and warnings in a number of Midwestern and Plains states today. One of the warnings is for Moore, Oklahoma, where a twister cut a deadly path just 10 days ago. A lot of people are buying homes. The National Association of Realtors suspending contracts hit three-year high in April. The Dow's bounced back after a big drop earlier this week, closing up 22 points off the day's highs, but on track for its best 5 months since 1991. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Now, back to the program, Health, Wealth, and Wisdom. Once again, here's Evan and Deb.
All right, we're talking to Dr. Sarah Yogev right now. She's written the book, A Couple's Guide to Happy Retirement. I think we've got like a few different songs going right now. All right. Dr. Yogev, you can find her to find out more about her book and what she does, Sarah Yogev, YOGEV.com. So, Dr. Yogev, sexuality. I mean, you talk about a lot of different things in your book, finding your purpose in retirement, divvying up the housework. But, you know, sexuality is very important now. I mean, maybe, you know, like you said, people didn't live as long. People are healthier. They're more vibrant. They're more active. How do you, you know, is there a change in that as people retire?
I put that section in Chapter 4 about sexuality because I really believe that it is applicable to retirees as well as other people that are aging. Yes, sexuality changes as we age. Retirement gives us the freedom to have sex in the morning, after our nap, in the afternoon, at night, whenever we want, and whatever part of the house that we want now that the kids are gone. But
you know, I got to say, that's kind of cruel, isn't it? You think they say retirement's wasted. What's it? Youth is wasted on the young. Now that we have time to have sex whenever we want, we don't have the energy.
Okay, but it's not true that we don't have the energy. We might not have the energy, and the focus should shift. It's not the penetration, and it's not how long and how hard the erection is. The focus has to shift to pleasuring, to sensuality. People report having the best sex of their life when they shift the mindset.
Oh, so Deb, we got that going for us.
All
give
right.
me another 10 years. We'll be good. So, I got 15 more years, and I got that to look up. No, but it's funny. So, you know, because you might have one person, all of a sudden, that person that finally retired, even if they both worked, but one might have retired a little bit earlier than the other, you sort of, that person that's been working for 30 years, sometimes they have sort of a, I hate to say the wrong view of retirement, but it's just not what they expected, is it?
Oh, yes. Traditional retirement is obsolete. What we see is that people, first of all, go in and out of the workforce. They retire from their main job where they work for quite a few years. They go part-time. They take a freelance job. Become consultants, they go, you know, so they do various things. Even when they completely retire, it's not just one stage. In Chapter 1, I talk about the stages of retirement. The three main ones that I want to mention here, you know, in the book, of course, it's more elaborate, is the first stage is the honeymoon stage. And people feel, oh, my God, I have all the time in the world. I can do whatever I want, whenever I want to do it. all the project, cleaning the attic, putting photos in the album, taking the trip I always wanted, all that happened in the honeymoon stage. For many people, it can last between 9 months to up to even 2 years. But again, as they go in and out of the labor force, it can change.
Okay.
Then comes the next stage, and the next stage is disenchantment. Realizing that retirement can be one-fourth of our life, and it cannot be this extended vacation if we don't have another passion, if we did not develop another activity, interest that we are engaged in, and we are just busy, people tend to be bored and they tend to get depressed. And that's where the problem, major problem in the relationship occur. The third stage is the reorganization, reorientation, readjustment that hopefully people get there, you know, quickly so that the disenchantment stage is not that long. What we also need to bear in mind is that the pace that people go through those stages is different.
Right.
So one person might be done with the honeymoon stage after 9 months, but the other one is still willing to, you know, celebrate. And the other person can be longer in the disenchantment stage. So we need to be accepting and tolerant of each other's pace.
Makes a lot of sense. And I think probably the most important thing that you talk about, too, is this should be a conversation that happens a few years, right, before they're both retired.
Yeah, the sooner the better. If it's a marriage that is based on good communication and foundation of consideration and trust and respect, then hopefully people talk about it. But again, I want to mention an anecdote. Couples talked about it and say, oh, when we retired, we travel, we'll have the means and so they felt that they are very much aligned with regard to the travel. As it gets closer, what became very clear that what he wants to do is buy a nice RV, take it to Europe, and travel for about a year.
Right.
And she had conniption fit because she did not want to be away from the children and the grandchildren for that long of a period. Her vision of travel was that they'd be home, they'll go to Italy for a month, they come back, they'll go to France for a month, but absolutely not, you know, a year away. So while it seemed to them, I'm so sorry.
No problem.
That they were aligned on the goal in general, as we say, the devil is in the details.
Makes perfect sense. I have friends going through this right now. You're talking about this. I have friends going through this. I have one in New York. He wants to move to Florida. She wants to be close to the grandchildren. And it's a problem. He wants to finally retire. So one last question. Is it possible for couples to achieve their fairy tale retirement bliss?
Of course, yes. It can be indeed the golden years. If you're willing to accommodate, you're willing to be considerate, you understand the motive behind each other's request, then for most people, it can indeed be the best year of their marriage. I want to give an example of a couple that I worked with. He was a consultant, so he traveled a lot, and basically Monday through Friday was not home. As an introvert, he was doing quite well and didn't suffer too much. When he came home over the weekend, they were busy with activity of the kids. He wanted to have a little bit more attention from the wife, but understood that she's busy with the kids the whole week, so he was tolerating it. Came time for retirement. She was always missing and wanting more emotional closeness. But since he was away, she was hoping, okay, he's coming home, he's tired, that's why he's not available. But we'll have it when he retires.
Right.
So when he retired, he was so accustomed to not have much closeness with her, both emotionally and physically, that he was drifted more and more into his own corner, being an introvert, developed a hobby, started doing a family tree, being focused on that. And she felt so hurt and so disenchanted because she was hoping finally when he'll retire, that will be our time to really connect.
Right.
So when they came to therapy, both of them were finally able to talk about what was missing for them all the years. And their marriage, now in retirement, after just a few sessions, is stronger than it ever was before.
Sounds great, Dr. Yogev. I want to remind people, the book is A Couple's Guide to Happy Retirement. Dr. Sarah Yogev is the author. You can find her website, Sarah Yogev, YOGEV.com. She's also got Facebook and Twitter. But go pick up the book if you're planning on retirement. Do it ahead of time. Right, Dr. Yogev?
Yeah. A few years before this would be best, but it's never too late to start the conversation. And I think that what I didn't mention, that at the end of each chapter in the book, I do give exercises that people can do on their own, and that will really help with the discussion and with the understanding. So that's another benefit of the book, that it's not just reading, but something that you can do that would help you understand what is your passion, would help you understand how you can connect better.
Perfect. Well, thanks so much for joining us today.
My pleasure.
All right.